Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll revisit a topic and outreach that we first told you about back in late March, the neighbor's coffee trailer and outreach. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For those unfamiliar, they are a coffee trailer by day and an outreach trailer by night. The funds from the neighbor's coffee trailer business go into their ministry at night, serving the many, many needs of the unhoused community in Eau Claire. In fact, someone in the know emailed me this week and estimated some 500 unhoused in Eau Claire alone. The neighbor's coffee and outreach is run by Liz and Raymond Greenlee from the area. They're parked here at WWIB on Mondays from 7:30 to noon, and also will be a part of our July 8th Summer Smiles event this Wednesday at Joseph's Cheesecake from 11 to 1 in Chippewa Falls. They'll be the day's featured nonprofit, and also will be serving coffee to go along with the terrific treats from Joseph's. And boy, they have a wonderful lineup of drinks to choose from. And so thanks to our Caleb Swenson, who talked recently with Liz and Raymond Greenlee from the Neighbors Coffee and Outreach. We're going to hear from them tonight. Thanks so much to Caleb for making this audio available. We begin with hearing from Liz, who we heard from in late March on a Chippewa Valley This Week, as she shares some of the backstory of their ministry to the unhoused in Eau Claire.
I just came into this work really by God's calling. I would say about 4 years ago, I signed up to serve a meal at a local soup kitchen just because I wanted to do something for people in need. And I fell in love with every single person who walked through the line, and my heart just broke for it. And I just kept going back more and more. As I got to know people, I recognized gaps in services in our area and figured, well, if nobody's offering these things, maybe I can figure out how I can do that. So really just started bringing blankets down in the back of my car. That grew into other survival gear, and then eventually meals. And then a few years in, I met my wonderful husband, Raymond. He's joined the efforts, and the Lord has just expanded the outreach. We now have a trailer that we operate out of, so we have all of our supplies all at once out of the trailer, and we're able to serve full meals as well. And then God also kind of worked it out really cool so that we can serve coffee during the day, which gives us a day job and helps us support and sustain the ministry that we do out of the trailer by night.
Liz Greenlee from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach talks more about the scale of the need among our unhoused neighbors in Eau Claire.
Downtown Eau Claire is definitely the hub, and definitely where people gather the most. That's where the most resources are. It's the only shelter in, I believe, at least a 100-mile radius that offers overnight sheltering. So people kind of gather in that area to see if they can get a bed. There's only 54 or 58 beds available. And we estimate that we serve between 100 and 200 people on a regular night. So there's certainly not enough beds. We aim to support the people who do not get a bed to provide them with the supplies that they need to make it through the night. So we usually do start in Eau Claire. We check that area, and then we go to parking ramps, parks, caves, all the different places that people may be, and make sure that they're able to get through. But we're also certainly happy to help wherever there might be a need.
Boy, what a heart. This is just an amazing concept in terms of working their neighbor's coffee trailer by day as a business, but just so that it might fund this incredible outreach at night to the unhoused in Eau Claire. Raymond Greenlee, Liz's husband, from Neighbor's Coffee and Outreach, talks about his calling to serve the unhoused after the Lord turned his life around.
I would have to say that I built into my heart by having been through it, you know, and like once I got saved and Christ started moving into like in changing me, because he, like, once you get to know him and you follow him, like, he speaks to you, the Holy Spirit will change you and convict you of certain things you're doing. And in that process, I realized that like I've received something so graceful and merciful from the Lord that, like, who am I to keep that to myself and not share it? Like, we're called in Matthew 20:19 says, go into all nations and share the gospel. And with that, I was like, well, how can I do that? What are some ways I could do that? And through that and through my wife already doing what we are doing, I realized that with the outreach is a ministry. Like, I can share my testimony. These people, I don't know if I could say this on the radio, but I sold dope to these people. I did dope with these people. I was in prison with these people. They know me from that life. So if they can see what I'm doing now in my life through him, it's almost like I don't even have to, like, aggressively say, let me tell you about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can just represent him well, and they'll ask, or they know about who changed me and what did. That's where my heart is I want to share the gospel through the outreach, and I also want to provide to the people that I was next to against the wall in a tent, you know, drenched in rain and cold. And then Liz would come through during them days and provide, and somebody, another ministry would come by and provide, and it was a blessing to us, whether we displayed that gratitude or not. It was like we were grateful for just the little things. So, like, it's nice to be able to give back to the community that I was once a part of, because I'll never forget where I came from.
Now, Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach talks more about what he wishes people knew about the unhoused.
I would say one of the main things that us as Neighbors Outreach, period, would like people to know is that it's not just about get a job. It's not that simple. You can't just... there's a lot of one-on-one relationship building for your people even trust you to even want to hear about how to go about get a job, because they get so much of that already from the society, is get a job or you bum, and this, all that negativity that social, you know, the secular world and the social world can throw at people in the unhoused community. There's a lot of aspects of addiction, mental illness, trauma, abuse, trauma, family relations, just so many aspects that people don't understand that just don't get fixed overnight. So the main thing is encourage the community to get involved with activities outdoors, community activities with the unhoused community, and get to know them and love them and treat them just like you would your son or daughter or neighbor or whatever, and grow so we can build that relationship to where they trust us, so we can lead them on how to get a job or where to look for a job or what other, like, mental health counseling they can get or recovery counseling. Get more people involved to shepherd the lost, you know, like shepherd the people to love and to a new life.
Again, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we're hearing from Liz and Raymond Greenlee, who run the Neighbors Coffee Trailer and Outreach. Again, it's a coffee business by day, but it's an outreach trailer by night, doing some amazing, loving, kind, compassionate work and support to the unhoused, particularly in Eau Claire at nights. And there are featured ministry this week, this Wednesday, from 11 to 1 at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. Again, they'll be there. Neighbors, they'll be operating on providing some of their terrific drinks, like the Good Neighbor, the S'mores, the Goldilocks, the Cloud Nine, the Blues, the Blue Razzmatack, and the Ramble On. Great cold beverages you'll love and enjoy. But then also, we're asking you to match or exceed the $700 donated by Marquardt and GFL Environmental for the day's matching challenge. Again, 11 to 1. This Wednesday, July 8th, in our Summer Smiles Outreach number 3 at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. And let's hear more from Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach here, describing how Jesus came close to the cast-offs of his day.
His closest were vagabonds, murderers, prostitutes. Like, they were the worst of the worst, and they were, like, his closest, his disciples. And he came, you don't come, I know this is a cliche, but you don't go to the hospital when you're healthy. You know, you don't... Christ doesn't ask us to come when we're the best of our best. He asks us to come to throw everything at his feet, throw the mess into the message. Like, come to me, all who are, what is it, weary and heavy burdened. Yeah, so it's, I think people forget that message. And he also calls us, Matthew 25, to feed the hungry and clothe the unclothed, and to love your neighbor. Like, we are called to do that.
Liz from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach talks about how God prepared her and her husband for this mission.
Well, God is so good, because he knows, he orders our steps, and we don't always know where he's leading us, but it always turns out like, oh, that's why you did that. And the hindsight is 20/20 with the Lord all the time. So it's been really neat for me to look back on how he's been preparing both of us for this season and for this mission. And I would say that obviously the coffee one is an easy example. Like, we came from Whirlybird Coffee. We learned so many lessons there. We built such a beautiful community there. And all of that is really helping carry neighbors into this new season. And it's a little bit different, but that has really set like a really beautiful foundation and has set us up for hopefully success on that end of things. And then just from, you know, years of just learning different types of lessons and meeting different people and walking through some really hard winters alongside people out on the streets and just really understanding the gaps and the needs and the fears and the just people, learning people's names, learning people's stories, like that has just really built us a lot of trust and relationships already like being formed to go into like a new season of on a different level of outreach.
Liz Greenlee from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach shares more about how often they go out to minister to the unhoused in Eau Claire.
So we are going out on an as-needed basis, but it's multiple times a week. We have one night a week where we invite volunteers along with us, and that's been really beautiful to share the work. And our hope is that we'll have enough people involved that it can be seven nights a week again, like a shared community load, especially in the winter times. So yeah, we're really praying into what that looks like and how to get there. Every night is very different, which is half the fun, but a normal schedule kind of looks like we start kind of near the shelter. Everybody comes up and says hi and tells us what's going on in their day or in their life right now. And then we prepare to serve a meal. We also at the same time offer all the supplies you can think of that somebody might need outside, from duct tape to tarps to medical supplies, hygiene, lots of blankets, sleeping bags. Right now it's a lot of sunscreen and bug deterrent. And then we just get everything hooked up, everybody hooked up with what they need. And then, we fellowship, we go out, we double check on everyone, make sure that they're all sorted. Oftentimes we will get to pray with people or, just share some hope, and, we just spend time and get to know each other. And then after that, we depart from the main area and go out to other places that we've learned people may be, staying outside, and we check on them and kind of just repeat the process until everybody we can find is taken care of. It's kind of a search and rescue style. But it's really special, and it can go anywhere from an hour and a half to after midnight, depending on the night and the needs. But yeah, it's go with the flow, and it's always really wonderful and often very heartbreaking at the same time.
Liz Greenlee from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach, her husband Raymond, talks here about ways that people can get involved and join with them.
Volunteers, we've had a good outpouring of people. You can go to neighborsoutreach.com and you can go to like the support section and you can volunteer. There's a donate spot right there, information on how to get involved and stuff like that. And we've had an outpouring of people that have and said they want to be involved. And right now we're in a series of trying to figure out what that looks like in a 2-person trailer, you know, with 5 people this night, 6, you know, we need people outside to go to people and meet people. And then we also need people like a prayer team would be nice to start getting set up. And we're still trying to figure that out, but, volunteers are always welcome to sign up on the website. And there's ways to say like what you want to be a part of, you know, whether it's cooking or, supplies or helping us at festivals to get the word out and stuff like that. But I'd say the biggest need is in the winter's blankets. In the spring and summer months is smaller blankets, not like children blankets, but like tie blankets that are thinner, not so heavy. Tarps, ponchos, rain ponchos are a big need. Food, places to get food donations or people that'll help cook food, because my wife has been and her mother have been doing most of that, you know, I like just pouring out into the food part, and it's been fun to watch, but also probably a little overwhelming to watch. It's a lot of food for a lot of people, and it's, we also run the business during the day, so it's a time frame thing. So, and nobody likes to talk about finances, but it's a need. We do this out of pocket. Well, we recently did just reach nonprofit status. So we're trying to figure out what that looks like. And with that, we're not so much more worried about the monetary part of the nonprofit. We just want people to get involved. Allow us to park here and hold an event to get the unhoused community involved and feel the love and hear testimony and have church in the streets. because that's another big thing is we want to get people in the doors of the church, but they're not ready to sit in a pew and hear a message when they need to hear the gospel first and get one-on-one connection and learn more about Christ. So like I said, finances aren't fun to talk about, but we do this out of the pocket and we can always use the help. And there are links on the website to do that. One of our biggest needs is if you know of events in the community that need both a coffee trailer and an outreach trailer to be involved to support a mission that is for the unhoused community, recovery community, church community, period. Like, we'd love to be involved. We want to support that and build community.
And finally, Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach talks about how a lot of the ministry to the unhoused often, unfortunately, can miss the mark.
I won't like ministry bash or community bash, but a lot of times in the Christian community, people have the tendency to portray that, hey, if you let me pray for you, you let me tell you the gospel, then I'll feed you, then I'll give you a blanket, then I'll give you your hope for the night. And that's a damaging to fellowship, community, and growth and saving people and getting them out of the situations. Like, we can't save them. We can only be a messenger for the person who can, the entity that can. That's one thing I've noticed is, like, because I'm not saying we do it right, but, like, in our view, like, we want to do it right, and we feel we are doing it in a loving way. So we serve you no matter what. If you're coming to our trailer cussing and ungrateful and going through whatever you're going through, we'll meet you where you're at. You can have whatever you need, and we'll still offer prayer. We'll still offer a story. We'll still offer a smile and a hug if we have to. But you will get people that seem ungrateful, like, oh, you don't have this, or you don't have that, or I need this, and then they just bounce out. That's not why we do it. We don't do it for the gratitude. We do it for His glory. Like, we're not out here to get a smile or a thank you from the unhoused. We're just here to serve Him by serving others. And maybe that person was blunt and rough that night, but the next day they're like, hi, you guys, we love you, it's good to see you. The very next day we're like, oh, well, good to see you today. You know, yesterday was a little rough, but it was good to see you too then. But it comes back and it feels good. But like, the bottom line is, we're not doing it for us. You know, we're not doing it for anybody's glory but Christ. Like, and that's what we want to reflect. Because we don't want anybody else's approval but His. You know, like, I owe that to Him. We owe that to Him, is to lay down our life for His purpose.
Raymond from Neighbors Coffee and Outreach, along with his wife Liz, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIBandWIB.com. Thanks so much to Caleb Swenson for sitting down and interviewing and recording the comments of Raymond and Liz, and our privilege to bring them to you on this Sunday evening. Again, great work, Liz and Raymond. We applaud you, and we're so thrilled that Neighbors Coffee and Outreach is going to be our featured nonprofit here this Wednesday, July 8th, from 11 to 1 at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. Neighbors, a coffee trailer by day, an outreach trailer by night, serving the needs of the unhoused with Christ's love and compassion. You can learn more at their website, neighborsoutreach.com. That's neighborsoutreach.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us, the preceding public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Good night.